And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just, man, saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right, so we're going to change gears and go to the next dipper in schedule here. The state of Greenland. The state of Greenland. State, as in the United States of America, 51st state being Greenland. I thought it was going to be Canada. Nah, they got too many problems. State of Greenland has a nice ring to it. Where are you from? I'm from the 51st state of Greenland. Is it going to be a state? Probably not. But I think what you're watching right now is this is one of those cases where people laugh when Trump says stuff sometimes, and later on they realize, holy crap, he was right. And they shouldn't laugh at this. And I can tell you right now that I'd like to think that it's, to some degree, I am a reasonably well-read individual, that I understand, you know, to some degree, geopolitical politics, and I look at things through the lens of conservatism, but I also see them in the bigger picture, and I try to do that. I'm a student of, you know, world history to some degree, military history especially, and I don't think I had ever really focused on Greenland. I didn't realize that the Nazis wanted Greenland during World War II. I didn't realize to the extent that Greenland has the geography that it does, the landmass. I didn't realize until Trump pointed out that Russia and China were encroaching upon Greenland. Now, we have a presence there. We do. Now, Greenland, if you're not familiar, is a massive landmass that straddles from the North Atlantic up to the Arctic Ocean, and it literally hits the Arctic Circle. A lot of it is you know, under ice. It's untenable, has a very small population. I want to say the population is like under 100,000. It's pretty small.
We've looked this up before. I think it was smaller than the city of Madison last time.
I think it was like maybe even like 50,000. Now that I think about it.
56,000.
56,000 is the population of the nation of Greenland, which, by the way, is a part of the Danish kingdom. So Denmark actually has the rights to Greenland. They fall under the crown, but they are semi-autonomous, and they do have their own prime minister. But it's a very small community. I mean, you know, it's one of those things where the prime minister may wind up sitting there having coffee next to you in the cafe. It's that small, right? But what they have is an amazing location, an amazing amount of ground, and we're also learning they have an amazing amount of untapped natural resources, to include rare earth minerals. There are some that say that Greenland is the front door to the Arctic. And the Arctic is more and more, as technology gives us the ability to do things in the colder regions of the world, the Arctic is now looking like a place where we need to have a presence. Well, Phil, I mean, why do we really care? Why would we not care? So here's the thing. If you are one of 10 people, and all 10 of you have an opportunity to do something, are you going to be the guy who slow walks or the guy who runs for it? That's where we are on the world stage. The Arctic is untapped. It is nobody's and everybody's all at the same time. And the Arctic is filled with natural resources. And the Arctic is also a place where our enemies can encroach and hide and make use and mine and do the things that... The bottom line is this. J.D. Vance went to Greenland the other day, and in his speech he said, and I'm going to quote it here. I pulled this off of Daily Signal. He said, "We know that Russia and China and other nations are taking an extraordinary interest in Arctic passageways, Arctic naval routes, and indeed in the minerals of the Arctic territories." He said, "We need to ensure that America is leading in the Arctic, because we know if America doesn't, that other nations will fill that gap and we will fall behind." That's the point. Why would you on the world stage think of things as anything but where we want to be the leader? There's no place in the world we don't want to be the leader. And the Arctic and Greenland are a forefront right now on that. I'll tell you more about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and Just plain right. Well, as part of that national / international, we're talking about Greenland right now. The state of Greenland. I think it'd be bigger than Alaska. I mean, it's huge. Greenland is massive.
Bigger by a good bit.
Texas would have to sit up and take note that it would suddenly be the third largest state.
Yeah.
but they wouldn't let that go, though.
No.
No. So Greenland. So back in 2019, let's think about this, how this all came to be. Back in 2019, during his first term, President Trump, you know, he announced that he was exploring the idea of whether the United States should purchase Greenland. And the whole world kind of sat up in their chairs and went, what? And of course, then all the chattering class, they began just like having just like hernias as they were laughing so hard because they thought this is the silliest thing they'd ever heard. In fact, I found a quote. Where was that? Yeah, here's a quote from a piece that I pulled off of Town Hall. It says this. Back in 2019, it says, the media's response was to snicker, shrug, and move on. CNN rolled its eyes. Colbert did a monologue. The Atlantic called it neo-colonial buffoonery. And then it says, but of course they did, because it's easier to mock than to think, easier to sneer than to analyze, easier to play hipster geopolitics than it is to acknowledge when a Republican president might actually be thinking ahead. All right. They point out in this article, and this is so well said, that critics, if they had talked Thomas Jefferson out of the Louisiana Purchase, where would we be right now? If Secretary of State William Seward had been, you know, talked out of negotiating the so-called folly of buying Alaska from the Russians, where would we be right now? Both those moves were derided at the time, and they are genius now. I don't think we're going to wind up buying Greenland, I'll be honest with you. I mean, Greenland's prime minister right now, too, is on the record. I got this piece off of Reuters Dateline yesterday. The United States will not get Greenland, says Prime Minister Jens Fredrik Nielsen in his Facebook post on Sunday. But then Trump came back and says, yeah, we'll get Greenland 100%. So classic. J.D. Vance led a delegation there the other day. It got some attention. The Danes didn't like it. I guess I understand that. The Danes didn't like it. The elected rulers, leaders, if you will, of Greenland didn't like it. But what's interesting is it's very popular. The idea of the United States having a bigger presence is very popular with the citizens, generally speaking, of Greenland. And we already have some basing there. We have Thule Air Force Base, I believe it is, and we have a thing called Patufik Space Base in Greenland. And that's one of our early warning, missile warning defense systems locations. In fact, Vance even told the men and women there when he was speaking to them that that if a missile was fired from an enemy country or enemy submarine into the United States, it's the people here before us who would give notice to our brave men and women further south in the United States to let us know what was coming and God willing to try and shoot it down. So yeah, it's strategically located. There's a lot of reasons why this has to be looked at. Do I think that we're going to wind up buying it, making it a state? I don't. But I definitely see what I would call either a large acquisition or an alliance with Greenland in the very near future. You have something to say? I saw you key your mic.
Well, I mean, the only thing I would say is purchasing, absolutely. I feel like we should try our best to purchase it. But I can already... Obviously, the left is already saying that we're about to militarily invade Greenland and take it from Denmark.
Yeah,
which
we're not doing that.
I feel like it's a given. I feel like I shouldn't have to say, but I feel like I almost do have to say that majority Republicans are not for that and wouldn't be for militarily trying to take Greenland.
Trump's not for that either.
But that's what I mean. I saw some report about how he's not taking it off the table, which I think is just another example of Trump going to the extreme end and, you know, working backwards where everything's on the table. But I guarantee you Trump is not actually considering militarily invading Greenland and taking it from Denmark.
No, he's not. And here's the thing. Greenland is vital for a variety of reasons, all right? It is. And the more I've studied it, the more I'm convinced of this. Greenland is vital for a number of reasons. It's one report I read calls it a frozen fortress. It just sits there like right smack between, literally it's right smack between Europe and America. It's only about 2,000 miles from Washington, D.C. It's actually really close. It's closer than going to Texas from Washington, D.C. It gives basically what they call a front door into the Arctic. And like I said a moment ago, the Arctic is a largely untapped, you know, massive tranche of natural resources. And then you've got the fact that we already do host a military presence there. It already does host a military presence there for the United States. Like I said, Thule Air Force Base and Patufik Space Base. Russia is ramping up its military presence in the Arctic. It just is. Don't try to say it's not, because it is. Beijing, by the way, recently declared itself a, quote, near Arctic state. What does that even mean? A near Arctic state? No, you're not. Yes, we are. We're close enough to where we can go. Well, China won't do that, will they? Have you watched what China's doing in the South China Sea? China is building fake islands in the South China Sea to claim that that extends their territorial waters. I mean, they're just basically laying claim to what they want. China is territorial. China is literally trying to grow its presence on the world stage, and they're doing it not just politically, they're doing it geographically. China wants this. China, a few years ago, by the way, initiated what it called its Polar Silk Route. The Polar Silk Route. So you know about the Silk Road from ancient times, and that was where Chinese goods and other goods going back and forth to China, you know, Marco Polo, all of it, the Silk Road. Well, the Polar Silk Road is now, I guess I would have to liken it to like they're forming what would be the equivalent for trade and power projection purposes as almost like having a Panama Canal through the Arctic. I mean, they're not digging a canal, but what they're doing is they're forging their means to get through, and they're creating these passageways, and they're exploiting the opportunity to be in the Arctic. And what does that mean? Well, that means they're going to control trade routes. Then they'll set up protectionism, and then they'll set up their military presence to guard what they think they found. And then they'll begin exploiting resources because they'll claim that nobody else had it, so they took it. China is going to take what it wants to take. If we can forge an alliance with Denmark that gives us massive influence in Greenland, we have protected our sovereign territory. We have protected the people of Greenland, actually. We have an opportunity to gain resources that on the world stage would give us a leg up, because so much of the world's natural resources, like, you know, rare earth minerals, are actually found in China and in places that are not friendly to us. But right now, China is investing billions in their Arctic infrastructure. And we're sitting here with the press rolling their eyes because Trump's wanting to talk about it. All right, so as trade, as power projection, as just international travel looks more and more at the idea of the Arctic being someplace we want to be, you've got China and Russia collaboratively working on their Silk Road, their Arctic Silk Road. All right, so in the middle of all of this, what are we doing? Well, the story on Town Hall also came out just yesterday, actually today. And it says, why don't we buy Greenland? Can we? Would they sell it to us? I don't know. You know, when we bought Alaska for $7.2 million, which in today's dollars is like $160 million. Think about what that means to us now. Especially with just the fact that we not only have massive amounts of, we had the Alaskan gold rush. We have the Alaskan fishing and crabbing. We have any number of natural resources there, not to mention the fact that we have oil and gas out of the Anwar. It's huge. And it all started with an acquisition, a friendly acquisition. Louisiana Purchase, same way. Why would we not think this way? Why would we not? And I think that's where we have to be. With Trump, you often find that whereas most people enter the discussion, they'll say, well, I don't know that we can. Trump starts off with, why would we not? If he gets to the point that he can't, he makes a business decision and he steps back. But he never looks at something as being really, really a good idea in the long run if you can do it. And he never starts with, that's too hard. That's in the too hard to do column. He always starts off with the why would we not? And that's where we are with Greenland right now. Why would we not? So, make it a state? Probably not. And I say that not because we don't want to, but I mean, because the people of Denmark may not really do, but I think what we can achieve is we start off talking about a state and we're willing to step back and forge a actual alliance. And it'll benefit Denmark and Greenland too. Guess what? We'll pay a lot of money to have the alliance. We'll pay rent for any facilities that we build. Next thing you know, we've got submarine basing and we've got, you know, a naval port. And next thing you know, we've got, you know, a permanent basing there that almost doubles the population base. I can see it coming. And then on top of that, you've got their natural resources. Well, who can get to them? The Danes don't have the capacity to get to them. Are we going to let China go exploit them? No. How about this? How about we will agree to mine them using American technology and American know-how and American resources, and we'll do a profit sharing with you. How's that sound? And just like we're looking at right now with Zelensky in Ukraine, it'll be a thing. Greenland. I probably should have named this dipper Greenland. Why would we not? I think we look at this as a why would we not moment. And we're foolish if we don't. At the very least, we should pursue a massive trade and defense alliance that brings it into the fold and makes it almost like a NATO country that is ours to defend because it also defends us. And if not that, then, I don't know, maybe we buy it. Why would we not?
Why would we not?
Why would we not, JP? I mean, I like it. Danes, they can't quite handle it, but they'll come around.
I didn't even know this existed, but apparently there was a skit that Conan O'Brien did a couple years ago of him going over to Greenland trying to buy it from them, and he went over with a briefcase of $100,000. I didn't even know that skit even existed out there. So it looks like Conan beat Trump to the he was handing them hats that said of the MAGA hats said "Make America Greenland" or "Make Greenland America" or something like that. It's like so. It looks like Conan O'Brien. This is his brainchild. Trump can't even take credit for this one.
Well, Trump had it in 2019. How long ago was Conan O'Brien?
That's true. I don't know. I didn't see when it was, but...
he had it back during Trump 1.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And now we're in Trump 2.
Yes.
but the idea is still there.
Mm-hmm.
Trump 1, they laughed. Trump 2, they ain't laughing. Because in between Trump 1 and Trump 2, China declared themselves to be a near Arctic nation and began encroaching more and more. And they labeled this as part of their multi-billion dollar... Belt and Road Initiative to create infrastructure for themselves around the world. Listen. Greenland, why would we not? All right, take me to a break, JP. We'll take this break. We'll come right back. And we're going to jump into dipper number three for the day, culture wars. This one's going to crack you up. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Making common sense like a superpower. Greenland, why will we not? I got a phone call about it right now. Let's see what he's got. Mike from Harvest. Hey, this is Phil. How are you? Did we lose him? Mike? Mike from Harvest.
If you're out there, Mike, try to call back.
All right, we lost Mike from Harvest. All right. I tell you what, though, I do have this. I have the vice president. This is Vice President J.D. Vance. I forgot to play this earlier. Let's play it again now. Vice President J.D. Vance, Audio 1, JP. Go ahead and play it.
There has been an expansion of the security footprint and the security interest of Russia and China. They're doing what they believe is in their interest. The United States must do what I know is in our interest, which is to make sure that Greenland is safe. If Greenland doesn't have self-determination, if the people of Greenland have their future controlled by the Chinese Communist Party, it's not going to make their lives better off. And most importantly, it's going to make American and world national security, world security, much, much weaker. We in some ways need to wake up. We need to wake up from a failed 40-year consensus that said that we could ignore the encroachment of powerful countries as they expand their ambitions. We can't just bury our head in the sand, or in Greenland, bury our head in the snow and pretend that the Chinese are not interested in this very large landmass. We know that they are. They've taken steps to put Greenland in ridiculous debt traps to invest and exploit the resources here. Yeah. And we know that they're sending a lot of military resources here. Yes, over the medium term, the United States will meet that challenge. We will put our own resources here. We already have a lot of great resources here, but we know we're going to have to do more to counter some of our some of the nations that we know that we're competitive with.
That's a great quote, and it probably leads right into the call we're about to have. Mike from Harvest Guys back on, so let me just grab that phone call real quick. We got about a minute and a half. Hey, Mike, Phil Williams, how are you?
I'm doing well, Senator Williams. How about yourself, sir?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Well, you had commented that China is near Arctic adjacent, or so they believe.
Yeah.
They probably are, since they own a good chunk of Canada. anyway, so.
That's fair.
Which is adjacent to the Arctic, so, you know.
Okay, so by default, they went to communist Canada, and they became a near Arctic nation, is what you're saying.
Yes, sir, something like that. Well, that's jokingly, but you may want to look into how much influence they have in Canada. So.
Absolutely. Well, I can see some of their governmental actions. That makes you wonder. Hey, Mike, appreciate the call, man. Thanks so much.
No problem, sir. You have a wonderful day, Senator Williams.
You too. Take care. that's good. We had one question as we're about to hit the break here. Bob from Madison says, does Greenland speak English? You looked it up for me ahead of time. What'd you call it?
The official language is Greenlandic.
Greenlandic.
But I think what I'm seeing here is maybe it's a mix between Danish, Faroese, and Icelandic.
Wow.
So what is the Faroe Islands? Yeah, is that near Greenland, I assume?
You know, you're getting outside of my geographic ken right now. I mean, but I think those are some of the indigenous tribes spoke that language. And then, of course, they're Danish. And then, of course, Iceland is in the region, so you got Icelandic.
Yeah, so the Faroe Islands are between Iceland and Norway.
Wow. Okay. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Greenlandic. They got their own thing going on. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming up next, the Culture Wars. Y'all stay tuned. It's a hoot.